Blog Talk Radio.
Of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself, I know I'm all around, yeah. I'm with the gods and we ain't never coming down, yeah. The way that we moving is looking alarming, I hope you know it ain't no drill. I move like a panther, but no, I'm a lion, that system I come for the kill. I'm feeling like Neo just tapping himself, but I got this shit for real. I'm spiritual with it, but that don't mean try me, cause I'ma be gripping that steel. They ask if I mess with the Bible, they ask if I'm eating McDonald's. I swear that this knowledge is vital, but most people be stuck in denial. Who told you that you wasn't human? Your mind is what they trying to ruin. I got one in primordial fluid. Anything that you think you can do it. This life ain't what it seems. That frequency hitting is getting extreme. Don't get stuck in the dream. Subconsciously moving, I think like a king.
Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah.
We on a mission, make decisions for our visions, yeah. These niggas talking, they ain't walking, they ain't about it, yeah. All that chasing that money and freedom, as long as you paying them payments. Minding my business and learning my lessons, I know this shit testing my patience. Mastering myself, whoa, this energy feeling so sacred. I am not in human form, I am not stressed about races. Why you wanna play a role? Got all my traps up in boxes. Putting limits on ourselves, we could be higher than cops. It's lying. Gotta learn to always stay humble if you trying to contain all this knowledge. You will never experience what we saying if you never just deal with that blockage. We evolving through this process, we got the keys like a locksmith. Full momentum, ain't no stopping this. We are way more than heaven sent.
Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah.
Tell me what you wanna tell me, man. Stop running from the feeling, ayy. Hoping we can coalesce one day, but we gotta get a butter ceiling, ayy. Healing always only been a mission, ayy. Reflect, project, guidance coming from the mystery system. Fan open, holding full attention, I'm drifting, yeah. Iron the wheel now, so don't tell me my mind cannot feel now, yeah. And I feel like I'm here now, and I'm crystallizing on my build now, yeah. And never conversate, fate, ayy. We don't even have a conversation, ayy. Vibrate a different space, ayy. Wait, why not get a sense? Place, eh? Feel what I feel, so I'm giving my mind and my body everything in progress. S. Talking about it, the proof is the energy for me, always feeling present, yeah.
Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah. Reflections of myself and who I stay around, yeah. We live in God's and we ain't never coming down, yeah. My chakras is aligned from the root to the crown, yeah. Music killing, you can feel it in the sound, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. soda. Black fist up, yeah, it's getting real. Energy and motion, no more sitting still. Liberating minds, no more chains on you. My knowledge be the bullish when I bang on you. Spreading all this love for these hating niggas. Always dropping jewels cause I stay with them. Cleaning up this mother earth, yeah, we gotta live. It's okay to take a little, but be down to give. Geometric signs got me tapped in. Said, watch this knowledge make you hit a backflip. We living in the now, you talking past tense. This light I got is shining, everlasting. Ay, watching all the news say the same shit. Feeding you this bullshit information. They gotta keep you ill, they make money off medication. What keeps the system going is really the education. Killer flu shots, poison babies with these vaccines. High frequency, you don't know, you better ask me. While you're talking, I'll be looking at the fact sheet. Subconscious got me sitting in the backseat. Yeah, you see the chakras, man, I got them lined up. Starting from the bottom, now the mind rising up. Still sleeping, I ain't worried, cause they time is up. Universal cosmos, I see it lining up. Gotta keep it real, they be looking like a mannequin. Start talking healthy, everybody gets a panicking. Lost in illusions, they can't see through the fantasy. I'm 360, Fibonacci with the galaxy. Sun gazing feet grounded to the source though. Tapped in with the stars, no more horoscope. Just got mode, you might wanna take some notes. You can be the Black Panther, I'ma still be the GOAT. Have you seen the grit? Open up that eye. I know they see the trails, all up in the sky. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stay woke. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleep around here, yeah, I stay woke.
I got a fun peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I got a fun peace of mind. I got a fun peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you both all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because. Mm-hmm. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible. Not based on ownership. I trust every part of you, cause all that you say you do. You love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find a word to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on.
Trying to train your mind? Are you trying to control your mind? You're like, mind, be quiet. Mind, be still. Mind, mind your business. And your mind doesn't want to hear any of it. No, thank you. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are here. Another beautiful day. I'm sending you tons of positive energy your way. Take that, take that, take that. Deep divers, we're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Are you trying to train your mind right now? Keep still, mind. Are you trying to control your mind? Well, this video is all about the art of controlling your mind to change your world. That's the question that came in. If you've got a question, deep divers, follow me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. Someone asked, Ralph, how can I control my mind to change my world? I am so intrigued about this. A lot of the times I have a very noisy mind full of clutter, and I really want to learn how to control my mind to change my world. Well, deep divers, after this video, you will have the tools to control your mind and change your world. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? So, deep divers, let me share with you what's helped me along my journey control my mind to change my world. Now, you've heard of the term mind power. We know, all of us know, deep divers, when we put our mind to something, we can get the job done. Right? If you put your mind to lifting up that car, you can probably do it in an emergency situation. So many cases have been documented of people having supernatural strength out of nowhere because it was a matter of life or death. So our mind has tremendous power. Why do we want to control it? Can you control it? Absolutely. I do it all the time. I haven't looked back since. Now, let's talk about what some great minds said about the mind. You had the playwright Shakespeare who said, "There is no art to find the mind's construction in the face." You had Osho, a great spiritual master, who said, "Your mind is a beautiful servant, but a dangerous master." You had Krishnamurti, phenomenal mind, who said, "It is only when your mind is free from the old that it can meet everything anew, and that is joy." And you have Ralph Smart, who is telling you that your mind is nothing more than software programs. Slow motion this side. You see, our body, touch yourself right now. That's good. Your body is a biological computer. Our mind, which consists of thoughts and beliefs, is the software of the computer. Our eyes are the retina displays. So, you can have the best computer in the world, but if you have viruses on that software, you aren't going to produce a whole lot. So, healthy mind, healthy body. And a lot of us know that sometimes our mind gets the best of us. Sometimes we lose control and our mind runs rampant, creates havoc, chaos, catastrophes start to happen. Oh my gosh, what's happening, Ralph? Well, it's about learning the art of controlling your mind. So, if we can realize and go back to ancient times, in ancient Kemet or Egypt, you had the seven hermetic principles, which were really the secrets of life. And one of the principles was the principle of mentalism. And that states that all is mental. You see, everything you see around you, deep divers, came from someone's mind. It started in the mind, then it manifested outside. So our mind has tremendous power. When I say controlling your mind, it's not about suppressing your mind, because suppression is depression. Whatever you resist persists. It's about learning how to work with your mind. There is a great African proverb which says this: when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can't hurt you. Slow motion this side. So we have to learn how to make friends with our mind. We have to make our mind a beautiful servant. Now, we have the new mind, deep divers, which is the neocortex, okay? Rational thinking. But that's not running the show. That's not governing your behavior. What is the subconscious mind, the reptilian brain, that is governing over 95% of your behavior. And it is 1 million times more powerful than your conscious mind. You see, deep divers, To control your mind, change your world, you have to get into the control center of your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is always alert. Your subconscious mind is always aware. Your subconscious mind is programmed through repetition. You see, a lot of us, we're doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And to change your mind, to control your mind, to change your world, we have to have a new routine. We have to press pause on the old life and press play to the new life. We have to form new habits to reprogram the mind, and that's how you control the mind. Deep divers in ancient times, they said this: give me a child from 0 to 7, and I will make him a man, or I will make her a woman. Because in those first 7 years of your life, you are downloading all the programs that create your subconscious mind, which actually creates your reality. So your mind is a tape recorder. Your mind is always recording everything. Even when you're sleeping, your subconscious mind is always recording everything around you, taking in information. So to control your mind, to change your world, be mindful of your immediate surroundings. What kind of music is playing? Because you are absorbing that. What am I seeing through the eyes? Because that is going into your subconscious mind. In Ayurvedic medicine, they said we aren't only eating through our mouth, we are eating through all of our senses. What? Slow motion this side. What consumes your mind controls your life. That is how to control your mind to change your world. Deep divers, recognize today, what is consuming your mind will control your life. Whatever you focus on grows. And we are turning into whatever we are tuning into. Whatever we are paying attention to, they call it paying attention. They call it paying attention because when you focus on something, you are making an energetic transaction. Slow motion this side. What happens, deep divers, when you really want to do something? You have a pep talk to yourself. You're like, okay, focus. Keyword. Focus. That's how to control your mind to change your world. Top athletes have to focus to perform extraordinary stuff, extraordinary tasks. They call it getting into the zone. Michael Jordan was in the zone in his prime. 100% focus. And now, when you are in the zone, you can control your mind to change your world. I used to work in the library, deep divers, when I was younger. And it would be so quiet, right? Because it's a library, okay? But sometimes people come in the library, they start talking really loudly, and people get really annoyed. They're like, I just came here to study. Because they are also trying to get back into the zone to control their mind to absorb that information they need to pass the exam. So to control your mind, you need silence. You need the mind to be still. And what I do every single day is practice meditation. I'm meditating every single day. Meditation is the art of absorbing yourself in the present moment. Wait a minute. Is it a coincidence, Ralph, the subconscious mind lives in the present moment? No, it's not. Because once you are in the present moment, you now enter the control center of your subconscious mind. You can now reprogram it. You can now control it to change your entire life. Deep divers, are you excited? Woo! I am. How to control your mind to change your world. You've heard the saying, your mind is a terrible thing to waste. You see, deep divers, our mind is an empty room. Deep divers, our mind can also be a garden. Your mind is a garden. But what are you growing inside of that garden? That's the question. What are you nurturing inside of your mind garden? You see, how I learned how to control my mind to change my world was to plant beautiful seeds that would go on to be beautiful trees. Seeds that become beautiful trees, right? Self-love, that's what I'm talking about, deep divers. That's how to start making your mind garden so beautiful. Now your mind surrenders to you. It doesn't run the show. It surrenders. It bows down to you. And now it is under your command. Slow motion this side. So it's all about what kinds of seeds you are planting. Are they seeds of positivity? Or are you sowing seeds of negativity? Deep divers, to control your mind, to change your world, question all of the BS you have been taught. It is all BS. Once again, the first 7 years of your life is when you are conditioned and programmed in the matrix. So you have to undo years of programming to control your mind to change your world. If you can realize this, deep divers, I question my BS belief systems. Slow motion this side. Question your belief systems. Who were you when you were a child? Go back to that being, because that was the more authentic version of who you were. To control your mind, to change your world, we have to start installing new software programs in the mind, because the mind is a receiver and transmitter of information. If we can learn that most of what we have been taught is a lie, and we have to start installing beliefs and thoughts that actually serve us, now we are controlling our mind. We are changing everything internally, therefore changing everything externally. Once you have new thoughts, and we live in the world we are thinking of, once you have new beliefs, you have new software, and therefore anything is possible. Deep divers, how to control your mind to change your world. Have you heard the saying, deep divers, word is bond? A great book, The Four Agreements. One of the agreements is be impeccable with your word. And this is what the ancients knew. In many African traditions, everything was oral. Knowledge was passed from one generation to the next through spoken word. So you had to have a good memory. But more so, you had to be a man or a woman of your word, because in the beginning was the word. Slow motion this side. Words influence our thoughts. Words help shape our reality. So to control your mind, to change your world, start using more uplifting words when you're talking to yourself in the shower. That's right. Stop trash talking yourself. Stop blaming yourself for something you did 3 years ago. It's already over. Start loving yourself today. Start accepting yourself today. Start realizing you have the whole of your life ahead of you. You see, words can heal or words can hurt. Words can help you create or they can help you destroy. What are you choosing today? Deep divers, to control your mind, to change your world, you have to become very mindful of every single word that comes out of your mouth, and then be even mindful of the intentions behind the words, because all of that will influence your mind. Deep divers, how many times have you said this to yourself when you're in a really difficult situation, a trying time? You're like, you can do it. I remember deep divers when I was younger, running the 400 meters. I had supporters on the sideline saying, Ralph, go, go, go. And all of a sudden, that helped me to control my mind to say, actually, I can do this. And then I started running faster. So it's all about I am affirmations. And I love to do this to control your mind, to change your world. Recognize today the power of I am affirmations. I say this every single day. I am improving myself. I am not my past. I am healthy. I am rich. I am loved. I am worthy. I am grateful. By me saying all of this, I'm now controlling the way I think, deep divers. Therefore, I'm now controlling who I become in life. Slow motion this side. So you control your mind with the words you use every single day. Deep divers, how to control your mind, change your world. Realize that your thoughts are things. Your thoughts help create your reality. You see, thoughts are bits of information that create the software program. Bits of information that form beliefs over time. And that's why it's not easy to control your mind to change your world, because a lot of us, we have a fixed belief, a fixed way of thinking and feeling. And this is what the great Krishnamurti would often speak of. We have to let go of fixed ways of thinking, fixed ways of feeling. And we have to allow ourselves to be free. Deep divers, to control your mind to change your world. Realize this today. Your mind is not your enemy if you make it your servant. What? Slow motion this side. Every single day, realize your thoughts have power. Start to love your monk. Start to love your monkey mind, deep divers, right? Start to love your mind. Start to love your flaws. Start to love aspects of yourself you've never loved before. Because the more love you give to your mind, the more it will surrender to you. And then deep divers, to control your mind, to change your world, 7-day vegan challenge. A lot of people are going plant-based right now, and they're seeing that a plant-based diet can really affect the way you think about yourself and about everybody else. Happened to me along my journey. Been a vegan for over 14 years. eating a plant-based diet. And because of this, I have a whole new mind. Only because every single day I'm choosing to wake up with a whole bunch of grapes in my mouth full of resveratrol. I'm choosing to eat almonds full of vitamin E. I'm choosing to eat chlorella, complete source of protein. I'm choosing to eat beautiful vegetables, asparagus, fresh fruits, coconuts and pineapples. I'm choosing to do this because every 35 days, your body makes new cells from the foods you are eating. In other words, literally, you are what you eat. If you are eating junk processed foods like I was when I was like 15, I didn't feel good about myself. And I was actually controlling my mind in a very negative way because I was eating negativity. You have a choice to eat positivity, foods which are life-serving, or foods that will give you a death sentence. What? Stop it, Ralph. Slow motion this side. Deep divers, how to control your mind to change your world. Our heart is everything. But living in this material world, a lot of us forget about the heart, and it's all about the mind. The ego lives in the mind. The ego lives in the mind. So I started to realize, oh, I get it. I have to let my heart rule my life. Not neglecting the mind, take it with me as well, but the heart has to have the final say. And the more I began to follow my heart, trust myself, believe myself, I started to control my mind to change my world. The universe reveals its secrets to those who dare to follow their hearts. And that's how to control your mind to change your world. Every single day, we are feeding our mind something. You've seen the three monkeys. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Because your mind is a receiver of information around you. So I said, oh, I get it. What am I feeding my mind? Life or death? Destruction or creation? To control your mind, change your world. Deep divers, it's all about discipline. How many times have you wanted to eat all of those chocolates? Go on, admit it. All the time, Ralph. Exactly. But when you say, not right now, that is self-discipline. Now you are controlling your mind to change your world, and it's helping you in a very positive way. So 7-Day Vegan Challenge. I practice intermittent fasting. Because once you starve the mind, now the heart can breathe again. Slow motion this side. You don't destroy your mind, you tame your mind, and you put your mind in its place. Deep divers, how to control your mind to change your world. Every single day you have a choice who you become. I chose this life, deep divers. This is not an accident. This is not a mistake. This is a life I chose. And that's how to control your mind to change your world. Say, I chose this. Say it really emotionally. I chose this life. Yes, you did. I am a hero. Going back to the I am. To control your mind to change your world, stop feeling like a victim. I'm a victim. Now it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Start feeling like a hero and realize that you can change your circumstances when you change your choices. I choose to be happy right now. I can choose to be angry. I can choose to be sad. The choice is yours, what you want to become in this life. And that's how to control your mind, change your world. Start realizing you have a choice. Start realizing your attitude determines what you will become. A lot of stuff happens to all of us. Goodness gracious, including the cat down the road. But all of our attitudes, all of our attitudes are totally different. Let me repeat that. A lot of things happen to all of us. Sometimes they're exactly the same things, but our attitudes are different. And your attitude is your power of how you control your mind to change your world. A conscious attitude of not just reacting to everything, but responding is how to control your mind to change your world. If you can realize this, deep divers, there is something called epigenetics, and that is how our perception can alter our DNA. Our beliefs can alter our DNA. Our thoughts can actually alter our DNA. So the old science was that, hey, your genes are programmed already, you can't do anything about it. No, the new science, the new biology, you got the great Dr. Bruce Lipton. The biology of belief is showing us the secret of epigenetics, that actually our beliefs can shape and change our DNA structure. Positive emotions impact the DNA in a very positive way. Negative emotions impact the DNA in a very negative way. So your environment can shape your mind, can control the way you think. Once again, if you are in a loud environment, because the mind at its default is an empty room, but if there's loud music playing, people screaming, yelling, all of a sudden you can't concentrate, you can't focus, you can't control your mind the way you want to change your life. However, if there is silence, if you can actually hear yourself, well, deep divers, you are going to change everything. So realize the power of your environment. Many times we know where we're living is not serving us. So you can move. You're not a tree yet anyway, right? Go to a new environment that can really nurture you, that can really help you grow. And that's how to control your mind to change your world. Deep divers, what helped me along my journey to control my mind, to change my world, was new friends. I keep my circle real small. I don't want no trouble. I don't want a lot of friends. Why? Because it's not about having quantity. It's about having quality. We become like our five closest friends. We become like the people we are surrounding ourselves with most often. Oh, everybody's looking at their friends right now. You're looking a bit shaky, baby, right? Because once again, to control our mind, to change our world, we have to start controlling who's in our ear. Do we have people who are doubting us? Do we have people who are abusing us? Do we have people who are manipulating us? Because all of that is controlling your mind in a very negative way. But if you have loving support around you, a beautiful partner to encourage you and massage your toes, yes, they can't forget about that. Now, all of a sudden, you're changing the way you think. Now you're changing your life. Deep divers, choose your friends wisely. To control your mind, to change your world, what's helped me along my journey is perception. Perception creates reality. So every single day I'm looking for a new perception, a new way to see things, because the way you see things are the same way things see you. If you can realize this, deep divers, change your perception and this changes your reality. How do we change the way we see things? We allow ourselves to not judge things. So we can now be a child again and see things in a very simple and pure way. Stop judging everything and now the mind is still. Now you can control your mind. Now you can control your mind in any way you want. Have a new perception from a new experience. There is something called neuroplasticity, which is the science of how our brain changes based on our experiences. So if you are introducing more positive experiences, if you are introducing more positive experiences in your life, you will now change your life for the better. But also, it starts to change your brain. You are now rewiring your entire brain because of new experiences. But if you keep reliving experiences which aren't serving you, you now become a prisoner of your mind, but also you reinforce certain wiring in your brain. So realize your brain changes based on your experiences. And that's how to control your mind to change your world. Learn something new today. Challenge yourself. Put yourself up to the test. You can do it. Learn, read a new book, go to a lecture, increase your knowledge to control your mind, to change your world. Ever read something that you didn't think was possible? Now you're like, actually, it is possible. You've seen all the research, and now you get the placebo effect running around you, and you're like, actually, I can do it. Because you installed new software, new beliefs, and now you got a new result. A new reality. And that's how to control your mind to change your world. And deep divers, once you do that, well, you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers, we're just woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's been getting the wonderful good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes. Check out the new book on Amazon, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart. Get daily inspiration, or if you have a question, if you've got a question, follow me on Instagram right now at Infinite Waters. Deep divers, whatever you focus on grows and will become your reality. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. You are appreciated. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. You are turning into whatever you are tuning into. What are you tuning into right now? You are turning into me.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty on to you guys. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast on Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru, and as you guys always know, I am joined with Eternal El Bay. So today, guys, we're on a little late. I was going to apologize for being late, but I'm not, because divinity, you know, we operate in divinity, you guys, you know what I'm saying? So I'm here, and we're in divinity. So with that being said, guys, we're talking about pathology today. This has been a podcast in the making. We kind of threw it out there on occasions, you know, pathology. What has been this craftology? What is it? What is this that we're living? You know what I mean? A lot of craftology, mind trickery, you know, spells. And there was a quote that I had sent to a few of my friends, but what we are living in now is a spell that took centuries to cast. Hear me out. We are living in a space right now to where it, matter of fact, let me pull the actual quote for you. Chat, there we go. So the actual quote goes this, that I sent to people. Media. Me and Eternal share so much shit. I hope you guys are doing well. Happy Father's Day to all of the men who, you know, seeded a child. You know what I'm saying? Father's Day to you, you know. I'm trying to find this picture. Okay, here we go. The world is literally under a spell that took centuries to cast. Okay, I said it. So, yeah, literally we are. So, anyway, guys, we want to talk about craftology. Craftology, there's many levels to craftology, you know, and we're going to pretty much start out with religion. So, this clip is about 21 minutes long. The next clip is an hour long, and we should have about an hour and 30 minutes to discuss. So, craftology, what it is, what it ain't, but we really got to start to unmask the layers when it comes to craftology, all right? So let's go ahead and listen to Tony Bauer, and he's going to rip off the layer of religion. And then I believe we got another clip of C. Freeman L., the Don, C. Freeman L., another Gemini energy. Shout out to C. Freeman L. We definitely love and respect C. Freeman up in here. But Return of the Gods. Anyway, let's see what Tony Bauer has to say.
And Islam. Right now I want to stay with...
Hold on.
Hello, everyone. So we run over this same exact...
We're going to talk about Judaism and Islam. Right now I want to stay with Christianity and the Holy Trinity. So many centuries ago, thousands of years ago, Isis, Horus, and Osiris were thought of as a holy trinity. By whom?
By the Greeks. The names Isis, Horus, and Osiris are Greek names. They're Greek names for African personalities. Now, we mentioned at the top of the show that I refer to myself as a memory recovery specialist. So let me just play that role for a second.
Please do.
We're here in Washington, D.C., and the most obvious symbol of the capital of the wealthiest and most powerful nation in human history is an object that is known as the Washington Monument.
Yes.
It stands in the geographical center of what was originally the 10-mile square of the capital of the United States of America. Now, that symbol is an ancient African symbol which represents the resurrection of an African king named Asar, whose name was later changed by the Greeks to Osiris. So that symbol is the oldest symbol of resurrection known to man. And I might add, Rock symbol was developed in Africa, principally in Kemet, the country that the Greeks renamed Egypt. That symbol is over 6,000 years old, and it represents a man, Asar, who was the founding father of Kemet, the nation of the black people. And Asar was murdered by his brother. His body was cut into a variety of pieces. One story says 14 pieces, and scattered throughout the land. Asar's wife, Aset, who was known as Isis to the Greeks, searched throughout the Nile River and found 13 of the 14 parts of Asar's body. She laid each of the pieces out and literally remembered her husband, washed his body with oils, wrapped his body in bandages, and created the first mummy in human history. And as she was about to bury her husband, she grieved, as any wife would grieve, because she was about to bury the man that she loved. She also grieved because According to a story that is over 6,000 years old, a story with plenty of documentation that I see every year when I travel to Egypt, Hatshepsut was also a virgin. And before she buried her husband, the spirit of her deceased husband, Asar, came and impregnated her. And then 9 months later, the virgin Hatshepsut gave birth to their son, Heru. Now, according to some versions of the story, Heru was born 6,000 years ago. So we have, within the story of the founding parents of ancient Kemet, Asar and Heru, the fundamental story that would later be incorporated into the Bible as the story of Jesus. And there are numerous parallels that, again, any person who is questioning what I'm saying, if they were to have a conversation with any trained priest or rabbi or bishop, someone who's going to a divinity school, they know this story. And that is also the reason why you'll find this same symbol that looks like the Washington Monument. It was known originally as a tekken. We know it better by its Greek name, obelisk. They will find a tekken in the center of St. Peter's Square. So you have to ask the question, what is this African symbol of resurrection doing in the center of the Vatican? And why is it that every Easter Sunday, when the Pope stands on his balcony and delivers his sermon about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there are 150,000 people standing in St. Peter's Square surrounding that tekken, that oldest symbol of resurrection, and every Pope knows that story. So it begs the issue that not only do people of African ancestry need to have their memories restored, but people of all nations need to know the greater truth, the story that has been hidden from most people on this planet.
In 1990,
it's craftology. What he's
1993,
doing.
1993, I think it was. I was at the Vatican, and they took us on a tour. Mm-hmm. And I asked the tour guide, could he allow me to see the Black Madonna?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going to have a heart attack. Tell us about the Black Madonna.
Well, the Black Madonna, there are several Black Madonnas. Pope John Paul II is from Poland, Czestochowa. And in Czestochowa, they have a shrine of the Black Madonna. So every time the Pope went home, he would go and pray at the feet of the Black Madonna. The Black Madonna is the Greek version of Isis and Horus, which is the Europeanized version of Heru and Hatshepsut. So this story that I told earlier about Asar and Heru and the Virgin Hatshepsut being impregnated by the spirit of her husband Asar and Hatshepsut giving birth to Heru on December the 25th. So if you follow that narrative, Hatshepsut was forced to flee for her life because the king of Kemet, Egypt at that time, Set, was looking to kill, literally hid in the bulrushes. And I could take you to temples in Egypt and show you these images. And so she was Hatshepsut and Heru were worshipped by the Greeks as the Black Madonna and Child. And then it was later, much later, that Eusebius took these ancient stories, took these ancient myths, and that's the essence of it. This story is mythology. It is not a historical fact, but it is a myth that is used to imbue people with a certain level of understanding so that they can relate to things beyond the physical. And so it was Eusebius who grafted these stories into the new narrative that they were creating in order to control the people physically, mentally, and spiritually.
You use the term myth.
Yes, sir.
Would you then suggest that the birth of Christ in the manger and the Holy Trinity is a myth also?
Rock, you're going to get me in trouble.
Okay. That's what we do.
But let me say this. I remember in 1981 reading John Jackson's book, The Introduction to African Civilization. And John Jackson was a brilliant human being. He probably had a photographic memory, a brilliant scholar. And in his book, Introduction to African Civilization, he talks about the Christ myth. Now, there's a book called 101 Myths of the Bible. There's a book by Kirsten Graves called 16 Crucified Saviors. And in this book, we find that there are 16 historical personalities that grew out of myths about 16 personalities who also were the product of a virgin birth, mm-hmm. who also were born on December the 25th, who also were symbolically crucified. So what you see in this narrative is that myths not necessarily be true, but they have truth in them. And so it's a means of telling a historical narrative across time and space such that everybody can relate to it. So in that context, if you like, I could break down the mythological elements of the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's all based on historical facts and astronomical facts.
Now, I'll tell you something. As the foundation of Christianity,
yes,
I would like to take a, I'd like for you to take a stab at your thoughts on just that.
Well, and
do that breakdown.
And let me put this in context, because I was born and raised in Chicago. I grew up in a Christian household. My grandmother was probably the most religious person I ever met in my life. She took me to church, and every time I went to church, I would ask questions.
Yeah.
Why don't I see people who look like me in the Bible? Why, you know, and I asked, and she would say, just don't ask questions.
Yeah, like my mom.
And so that developed in me an inquisitive mind and led to me asking questions that I wasn't supposed to know the answers to. And when I, as a college student here at Howard, would go home and have conversations with my grandmother about some of the things that I was learning, I realized that my grandmother was not prepared for the information, to receive the information that I learned. But because I loved my grandmother, I respected her and didn't try to move her beyond where she was, because she needed Christianity. She needed her belief in Jesus Christ in order to help her deal with life in Chicago in the 1950s. But what I know, based on studying history and science, is that the story of virgin births in many cultures is based on mythology. We're told that Jesus was born in a manger. We're told that three wise men came to visit him. They followed the star that was in the east. Now, this is based on astronomical phenomena, because around the time of December the 21st, we have the solstice, the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. And from December the 21st through December the 24th, literally the sun is still, the length of the day does not increase nor decrease significantly. So the sun is still. On December the 25th, that is when it was written in ancient texts that the sun, the S-U-N, was born, because the day began to lengthen by approximately 1 minute per day. So at the time that the sun was born on December the 25th, the constellation of Virgo was rising on the horizon, was halfway above the horizon, so it was said symbolically, metaphorically, that the sun, S-U-N, was born of a virgin. And at the same time, the stable of Aegeus was rising in the east, so it was said that the sun was born in a stable, and that there were three stars that are the three stars in the belt of Orion that point to the star Sirius. Those three stars were known in ancient times as the three wise men. So if we look at the story of the birth of Jesus the Christ, it is a story of cultural significance, mythological significance, and astronomical significance that means three different things to people who have an awareness of the story and know how to interpret it.
Again, staying with Christianity still. We're governed. Christians are governed by their code of conduct on this earthly plane, governed by the Ten Commandments. That the word of God, or that comes from something called the Book of the Dead?
Well, I recall James Henry Brestes, who was a famous American Egyptologist at the University of Chicago, established the Oriental Institute in, I think, around 1935. James Henry Brestes got in trouble for saying that the Ten Commandments were derived from the 42 admonitions of Ma'at. What does that mean? Ma'at in ancient Kemet was the overriding force that governed everything in the universe. He represented the principles of justice, balance, and harmony, and that there were 42 admonitions of Ma'at. Some of them were, I have not stolen, I have not robbed, I have not committed adultery, I have not spoken to God against God. And so it is from the 42 admonitions of Ma'at that Moses derived the Ten Commandments. And so there is a profound difference between an admonition of Ma'at, where one declares your innocence and says, I have not done X, Y, and Z, and a commandment where people without a profound understanding of Ma'at must be commanded not to do things that a person in their right mind would know not to do. So these are cultural differences that are based upon another culture appropriating aspects of African culture and interpreting it through their own cultural language.
to us. You just mentioned Moses. So to help us understand that you're talking about sort of the beginning of time and the beginning of man, going back into ancient Egypt, which was originally Canaan. From whence comes the three religions? Tell us about the development of those three religions.
Right. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Africa is the birthplace of humanity.
Yes.
No question about that. And it's also in Africa where we have the birthplace of culture and civilization. And an important civilizing aspect of all culture is how people relate to the unseen presence of the forces of creation, which we today refer to as God. So we will find in ancient Egypt the very earliest example of people identifying this unseen force, which we today call God. Now, the ancient Egyptians did not have a religion per se. There was no word in their culture for religion, but they had a spiritual tradition. The ancient Egyptians or Kemites were responsible for giving us the word amen, a word that Jews use, Christians use, and Muslims use. It is a word in the Kemetic language which means the unseen presence of the Creator.
The program of Africa.
And so we have within this structure people who understood that there is a physical
right
force that we can't see. That
yep, that's it never said right.
Identifying what they refer to as nature. Nature is a term that means the principle or aspect of the Creator. The mind of man is too weak, too small.
Like, why are we trying to sell Africa?
But
like,
by understanding the many
something is off.
Of the physical
we're going to talk about
it. The air, the water, the plant. We can come to know this force. And by knowing this force and incorporating this knowledge into our lives, we can cultivate a relationship where we lift ourselves up. So we have in Kemet the very first people who talked about
Kemet,
it.
Kemet, that's also another craft.
We have in Kemet the first temples that were built to acknowledge or to house the spirit of God in a process, rituals, if you will, for strengthening that relationship. And so the people of Kemet established the oldest culture known to man. It was, in their day, what the United States is today. The most powerful
Africa is like the spiritual church.
From all over the
like,
world.
It's
people
spiritual.
Came without a religion.
The spiritual religion.
Studied the spiritual traditions in Kemet and then left with a
Egypt.
Concept which they had
Egypt is Christianity, right?
Which became known
the
to
whole
as
Egypt.
Religion. But if you look at the origins of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, you will see beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are rooted in ancient African spiritual traditions.
I want to talk about the pyramids after I have you to weigh in on this. I read a quote recently where Hippocrates gave great reverence credibility. Today, doctors say the Hippocratic Oath.
Mm-hmm.
That's referring to Hippocrates, who was often thought and taught as the original doctor.
Right.
He gave credence and honored in his quotes Imhotep.
Right.
Who was Imhotep?
Well,
we probably don't have enough time for you to really.
I do the light version.
Please
okay.
do.
In the Hippocratic Oath, Hippocrates says, "I swear by the god Apollo and Asclepius, the god of medicine." Asclepius is the Greek name for Imhotep. Imhotep is regarded as the world's first monster genius. Imhotep was the prime minister to the king Zoser, the man who, Imhotep was the person who designed and oversaw the construction of the first pyramid on the planet, the Step Pyramid at Saqqara for Zoser. Imhotep was the first physician in recorded history. Imhotep was also an architect and engineer.
Before you go beyond him being a physician,
yes, sir,
a physician who had written out certain formulas of medicine continue to be viable today.
Yes, sir. The first physician, the first gynecologist, the first brain surgeon came out of Kemet. The first test by a physician to determine if a woman was pregnant was developed in Kemet. The first test to determine the sex of a baby was born in Kemet. So if he had all of this knowledge happening in Africa back at least, I would say at least 1000 B.C., then it would make sense that others would come here to learn this science and then go home and then declare themselves to be the
family will hit me across my head and say that everything about that you're talking about in ancient Egypt was a pagan, paganism.
Well, all pagan means is someone whose belief is other than yours. So in that context, to a Christian, a Muslim is pagan. You know, to a Jew, a Christian is pagan. And if we think about this in that larger context, you know, the Jewish people were responsible for giving us the Torah, first five books of Moses, the Old Testament, and then the New Testament was built on that foundation. Well, no one really questions the fact that within the Jewish faith, they don't acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah, questions them on that or challenges them on that because they are the chosen people. But what most people don't really understand is that the knowledge that is inherent within, much of the knowledge that is inherent within the Jewish tradition comes straight out of the Nile Valley. Sigmund Freud knew that in the book that was published shortly after his death, Moses and Monotheism. Sigmund Freud said that the origins of Judaism are Egyptian, that Moses was an Egyptian, and that many other scholars who have advanced.
Yes, I'm able to pick apart
the small quarters of the world, but it's information that
I'm able to pick apart this whole interview. Like, this is craftology all together.
Is that it? Okay, that's it for that, guys. Hold on, let me get the other one for you.
Further back to the legendary era of
Atlantis. Yeah, I picked that whole interview apart.
And even further back.
I now see the craftology.
This big era of law.
Sleeping in the L, y'all.
That's our beginning in terms of ancestral line of descent. Dark skin, broad nose, thick lips, and furrowed hair is the description of a Moor, wherever he or she is. It doesn't matter if she speaks Spanish or he speaks German or he speaks Russian. It doesn't matter. Or Swahili. We're still Moors. And I heard a white boy say something interesting that may well be factually true. That the present-day Africans don't consider us Africans. They consider us Americans. And that may be true, because most Africans don't know their own history. They know their traditions, their community, so-called tribal traditions. You'd be amazed. You know, I confronted a young sister, not with the intent of embarrassing her, in Cleveland State, African young lady going to college at Cleveland State, and asked her, what did the word African mean? She didn't know. Because the word African is not.
Even the word Moor.
It's an English word. From.
My friend told me that it means that we are Moor, like Moor. I don't know. Can you break that one down soon?
Africanus, the concept given to the territory that was once called Carthagus, which became, of course, Carthage, and the Carthaginians, which of course includes Hannibal, who three different, and Joseph and Yakanon showed this in his book, three different pictures of three different white men have been used in Eurocentric history about Carthaginian and Hannibal, as Hannibal, three different white men. And his brother was dark, skin, broad nose, thick lips, and furrowed hair. Yakanon drew, because he could not get evidently get a photograph of, the picture of the Carthaginian coin with, on one side, Hannibal's head, and on the other side, an elephant, which was, of course, his trademark in terms of his dominancy of both Northern Africa as well as Italy and Spain. And as evidence that the man that they should be trying to describe and point to as the greatest military leader of that era, whom I don't know if it's still true because the technology has affected military strategies, was heralded by West Point as the strategy of any military onslaught. They were telling the West Pointers this was the European, because that the Carthaginians were European. And of course, that again slaves and to place them at the lowest point on their literary decks. Astrology is A, a science, B, an art, C, a philosophy. The Moors of contemporary times, which includes the Masons, that those are also Moors, black or white, Japanese or Russian, that they're all tracing and borrowing our ethnocentric descendants. Whenever you see a European with a fez on, he's saying he's you. Because he knows the laws that the Moorish family, community, and culture discovered, inherited, and used estimatedly some 100,000 years. That's the estimate of how long astrology has been around. But it supersedes that when you look at this enormous backlog of information concerning the mythic Lemurian and Atlantis in Egypt. I think we'll get right into that. Going across here, so I don't have access to the little tidbits of stuff I need. Let me see if I can put this up without. We're going to look at the big picture today, then get on with defining terminology via symbology. Astrology and the science of the Moors does not begin with the study of the planet. It is possible to look out into the space with no knowledge of what to look for and find knowledge. That's impossible to do. You have to start with some concept. All knowledge, all philosophy, all science begins with intuition. Higher mind tells, whispers, explains, shows you something. From that theory, principle, or truth, you find yourself in search of its greater meaning, how to apply that hitch, punch, theory, whisper, concept, idea. The symbology of Moorish science can be found in evidence in nature. That's the reality. Okay. Hey, how you doing? Good. So, by understanding symbolism, again, I'm so glad. Yeah, I think I bet it once. Actually brought a Macintosh apple, actually cut it open and showed you the five-pointed star in the Macintosh apple as a perfect geometric symbol that was interpreted by one of our ancestors in its meaning. So the first concept is this is the five-pointed star, which is man. The crescent moon is mother, woman. There is no crescent in the sky. There is no star in the sky. The moon is always full. We only see certain segments of it at certain times as it makes its movement passing between the earth and the sun. A shadow is cast over it at four different phases, the four phases of the moon. The fastest traveling planet in our solar system, it only takes 28.14 days to traverse around the Earth. That's the fastest moving planet in our solar system. Actually, as I mentioned before, it's not a planet. It's virtually a meteor. Now, there's theories about what Elijah said, that God reached down and pulled this big chunk of Earth out of the earth and threw it out into space. Elijah said that, and also a white boy said that, Charles Fillmore, who founded the Metaphysical School of Unity. So it could be true. And I know we say God, we're not necessarily talking about one meaning. concept we and us. So the concept of Allah is not in reference to one. Those up there in that spaceship, 200 miles up, that is Allah. The we of Allah. We'll touch on that a little bit more. I'm trying to get to this. I got a Gemini rising, Sagittarius Sun. But brother, so I'm all over the place mentally.
I have to draw myself back to refocus.
That's my mental bent. That's how my mind works. What I want to do is bring you to the great year. The relevancy is so that we can quell some of the spraying phobias about the end of the world, the destruction of man, all that stuff is flying around. If you go down the street, preaching down there, condemning everybody, and calling everybody a sinner, and God is going to punish everybody, Jesus is coming in the world. All that stuff has been going on before you all were born. But the end of the world. The end of anything on this planet and this solar system is in reference to the end of a cycle. The last day is the last day of a cycle. That's all. The end of the world as we know it is also a part of the end of a cycle. And this stuff on this planet is getting ready to change. Ain't no doubt about it. Okay. But I don't want to lend fuel to fear. Change is always for the better. It isn't easy change, but it's better. The universe is always in process of progress. It doesn't tear up to set things back. It tears up to rebuild. Construction, destruction, and reconstruction. Those are the elements of evolution that they've always been going on and will continue going until this solar system is in its perfect state, which will be in a mental state, not a physical. Okay, let me forward. Our solar system, meaning our planets and its moons, revolve around our sun. Then our sun takes a focal point in space, and it revolves around a spiritual sun and a greater sun. In other words, there's a sun in our universe bigger than our sun. In other words, as our solar system revolves on its axis and turns in its orbital flight, this whole system is doing the same thing around another sun. That's part of a concession. In this process, our sun moves near to its central sun, and the central sun that governs our galaxy, where other solar systems are also a part of this greater planetary family, is moving towards a central field of energy, the electromagnetic field of energy. In the kinetic language, it is called Allah, from here, the field of energy. In the Hindu text, it is called Brahma, the great one. That is not a person. That's pure energy. The closer our planetary system is pulled by the central sun as it revolves to this center, the more energy we get as a higher text. The more energy we get as a higher text, the more intelligence, the more awareness, the more light we filter into our nature. That's a part of the awakening process. Where we are right now is approximately, at this point, the process of awakening. And we're between 1700 AD and 4100 AD to be general in the process. It is called, in pre-reference the Aquarian age. It is not. We're at the end of the Piscean age. The Piscean age is represented in the scriptures and in the religious texts by A, a fish, B, fisherman, C, belief system. Pisces is I believe. And what we're talking about are not, at this point, are not the signs of the constellations themselves. They are also making a revolution and an evolution. We are part of the constellational movement in our solar or constellational system. Okay? This is a bigger picture. The importance of understanding that is that when that particular system is rising, moving towards the higher point of 0 degrees Aries, as the planets move towards a particular degree, that would be this line here on any chart, astrological or constellational. That's 0 degrees Aries. That's the horizon. This line goes across the horizon. As it moves towards this point, things are waking up. Here is where Jesus is given credit for having appeared in this, quote, Piscean age, which came, brought everything into and still bring everything into and through what is called the Dark Ages. Now, the brothers in Afrocentric thought are saying that the Dark Ages was the era of the ignorance of the Europeans. Well, yes and no. The yes of it is that those that brought knowledge into Europe were your ancestors. That's the history of the Moors in Spain or in Europe. Spain is not a Mexican Spanish word. It comes from an African term, Hispana, which means hidden place. The Apoplexus Mountains that look like, just to give you a general idea, something like this. Hot. Spain sits down inside this bowl of peaks. And as they came out of North Africa at the port of Ceuta, which you can swim from the port of Ceuta in North Africa, you can swim to Cadiz, which is Europe, just Spain. That's how close they were. When they were chased out of, some of them did swim back across that lake. Approximately 1500 AD. Of course, CMB said it was approximately 1700 because a lot of those stayed in Europe, went up into the mountains and became bandits, and some stayed out in the oceans and became pirates. And so the real pirates were Moors. Those were raiding European ships, the black seamen, because they had the navigational skill, knowledge, to move ships from one point in the ocean to another. The European did not, until the old Africans. I want to be relevant to that in this Dark Ages. Your parents were beginning to flourish even during this period. Not all of them. Okay, and that's important to know. And you got to work through this maze to rise. Give you an advantage.
You have to work through this maze in order to rise.
The rest of the 2 weeks. From this dark age to approximately 1700 A.D., is when this electricity...
I had woke up one day like, wait a minute, this is a motherfucking maze. Like, I'm going around in
circles. I'm talking about this level of consciousness that awakens light. When you're born, after 9 months, you come out, your fists are closed, and you get an inner jolt, and your hands fly open.
Wait.
It isn't the spanking that makes the baby cry. It's waking up. As some women have demonstrated, having a child in the bathroom and letting the child into war. and then the hands pop open for those that are more observant. And when the baby comes out, all the water babies automatically cry. We get an electrical jolt. We are electrical beings. This is your battery. This is your charging force. Your energy, center of energy is here. This is G. This is O. This is D. Generator, operator, destroyer. When these three
also
are
heard that this is a rescue station for your soul.
That's what you're trying to get to, but you can't get there until you go through M-A-N. Master, able, and noble. That's your first step from B-O-Y.
Like in essence, this is a school simulation that we're in, but it's also a recharging station for your battery.
Those are the three steps.
For your divine life, which is the human
boyhood,
spirit,
manhood,
or soul.
Godhood. That's what you're trying to do. The boyhood means
I'm still putting it together.
On your head. If you see a spiritual being,
I almost got it.
You should have that always. In the spirit, you'll either have a hood on or one on the back. That means you've got it. That is the only thing that symbolizes that, but it's an important concept to know. I'm not doing textbook astrology because more science, as we should have, is not in this book. What I'm giving you, you ain't going to come across. Anybody going to write down A-L-L-A-H and tell you that means arm, leg, arm, hand. That ain't in the book. That's more science. A-L-L-A-H is not an Arabic word. That's English. M-A-N is a big mystical secret. The secret is how to get there, not what it means. And we got brothers that had some of this knowledge for years. Man, they handed out little bitty keys. Everything that pisses me off, I had to go all over the country to gather this stuff little bit by little bit. Went to Philadelphia, got one word. It's 3 weeks. All I learned was one word. But I mean, that's been my chronic plan. I like to travel. So I just jump on a bus. It's just bus there. And go somewhere. You know, that was me. Okay. So here, in this electrical period between, I'm just making this general now. I don't want to get specific. I don't know if I make some reference to the specifics as we go along. We're out of, quote, the dark ages when consciousness is dense. What is important about understanding this evolving, revolving, devolving cycle, that when this energy, when our system following its central sun moves away from the central field, the energy decreases. If I would stand here and keep turning the light down, you can see less and less and less. That's the same effect.
There's some ass, y'all. I apologize.
You understand less and less and less. Until finally, you can't feel the waves of energy in your environment. Now, you can feel when your old lady is mad at you. You can feel when she's turned on. So there were periods in the cycle goes different. But none of that matters. If a warrior saw a female, that meant pussy. It didn't mean love. It didn't mean romance. That meant just plain outright P-U-S-S-Y. That's all. And it didn't matter who's mama, daughter, sister, uncle, none than that. That was basically an animal self. I'm being a bit crude, but I want you to understand the difference of how we've evolved from not too many hundreds of years ago. And as we see, the beast is still among us. We still see brothers behaving like beasts. We kept trying to find a whiteboard. That's the beast. The Pope, that's the beast. Not a sad Pope. That's the beast. No, it is. It's Ronald Reagan. No, no. The beast is inside. And if you go unaware of him and let him out, then he'll show you he's the beast. That's your energy locked up, down here, and cannot flow throughout your body in balance. That's the kundalini energy, the fire. When this stuff comes way up, you have to be prepared to receive it. If it comes up there and your chakras are not open in balance, this thing here takes over. Stays hard, 24/7, and you don't want to do nothing but jump. And it'll make you act total fool. If you wonder why there's so many that are raping, that they're more the victims than the women they rape. They have no control down here. They don't even know that. But we're responsible for what we do. So it's understanding power that's in your nature. It's the key. Man, know thyself. And be true is to control yourself. If you know you got a bad temper, then you practice breathing to release the clogs of energy. You don't say, I got a bad temper, and then go off on somebody, and then apologize and say, well, man, I got a bad temper. What is that? Nothing. That's what that means. Learn to control, direct, not suppress. That's a part of self-knowledge. Learn to control and direct, not suppress. When your energy is down here, and you feel it moving, and you ain't even thinking about sex or a woman, then you know it's just energy. Then you have to learn how to pull it back up. We'll deal with that. So on. So in this electrical age, now the problem again of textbook reading is that every time you look at some reference to Atlantis, some reference to the Aquarian age, come on in. The electrical age, the energy is coming up during this period, including Joanne here, every writer that said something about this, they mentioned everybody white that invented something in this early cycle. They didn't mention Ibn Muhammad Rashid. The master of polite conversation, a black man in Europe, from queens and kings, earls and dukes, traveled thousands of miles just to sit and talk with this man. This is a man who invented crystal plates and glasses, who put on the table knife, fork, spoon, and manners of how to sit down and eat. Go change your clothes, take a bath 3 times a day. Was a black man, this is Spanish name, discussed with that, and we'll come back to me. If you get into Spanish history, you'll hear his name. He is the one who taught European students astrology, numerology, palmistry, and the other sciences of self-knowledge. One of the masters, not the only one, there were many in Europe. The European Jew left North Africa once it was announced by King Henry that he needed maps to traverse the Mediterranean area to get into, particularly into West Africa, where there was rumored by the Arab leaders that there was untold amounts of gold. Gold was simply found fully on top of the water after the flood. The Imbutu, and this can be verified in a book titled The Golden Trade of the Moon by E.W. Bubble, which is a little bit hard to get. It's been out of print, it came back in print, goes in and out, a little small book called The Golden Trade of the Moors, about the Moors of West Africa. What we are talking about in the Golden Age of the Moors, essentially what the Moors were doing in North Africa, I mean out of North Africa into Europe. The Imbutu had so much gold, they were literally selling that gold or trading that gold, same thing in that era, for salt. The Imbutu are the ones who stretch their lips with round discs of arrows, is the Spanish name of giving them of it. Of arrows. Every book dealing with the Middle Ages, you'll see here the moon of arrows. The philosopher, evidently, though it is not said in the exoteric text, was also a spiritual master. Because when people get up and go travel hundreds, if not thousands of miles to see someone, it isn't them doing it, somebody drawing them. So only the spiritual part of the being can draw an individual from that grand of a distance. And they were coming consistently, just as the enormous amount of gold is what pushed this era forward. Europe was running out, or had run out of gold, or were running out of gold, that way. When I say Europe, I'm talking not just about kings and queens, I'm talking about the Catholic Church, okay, who were the looters, who sent regiments out to defeat empires and to bring the loot back to the Pope, the Vatican. Where into this day, artifacts of Egypt, an ancient Egypt, so-called Africa, is in that building. Hieroglyphic relics are in and under the steps of the Vatican, this vast library of literature. Because they did the same thing in Europe with the books of the library set up by Moorish masters and master teachers, they burned them. They got them, translated them. Then after they began pushing the Moors out, they burned the books. The same thing they did in Alexandria. Plato got Alexander to go in there and defeat him. Sold the books. He didn't go out and look for gold. Now saw one of the books, the manuscripts. Then they burned the library. They burned up the Black family. If we wonder why back here is this void, this amnesia that was carried so far forward, when you look back, you see Black folks setting up irrigation lines, agricultural systems, who knew how to grow tricky crops, who could lay sidewalks and paved streets. Gas lamps on the street. That's what's going on in Europe in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th century. Your folks were doing that in European countries and towns. You going to sit down?
I'm here.
All right. Okay. All right. You want to find out if it's not worthy. All right. I'll be here. Okay. What we're talking about here is this.
Our son is missing. He's a 2-year-old boy.
When certain inventions were discovered and invented with electrical power nature, steamships, gin mill, all of that, then, of course, electricity. But as Dr. Ivan Van Sertima points out, there were Moors in Europe at that time in his book titled, The African Presence in Early Europe, still on the market. I've been answering this.
Just that word Africa just makes me cringe for some reason.
In particular.
And you know, and he means well, but
not only with
like that craftology of Africa is deep. I think that's the deepest one.
White and black. That's the first staff of electricity and light. It is shown that in the tunnel of Giza, how they got light into the tunnel was with shined metal squares of either silver or plutonium, whatever, reflected light or gold. And they would set them on various angles down through the corridors like this. This is just trying to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. All the way down the corridors, and that the sun at a certain time, which would angle at the doorway or opening, would reflect off the metal, that metal, and then fill the temple with light. That's mathematics. That's astronomy and mathematics. Knowledge, science. The first point, illumination inside. That's what your parents were doing. Each time you hear me say your parents, I'm talking about the back of your head. I'm talking about your genetic coding. That these genes of inventiveness, creativity, imagination, philosophical thinking are part of your genetic makeup. When a group of people, as with a family, if a mother raising four kids keeps telling one or two or all of those kids, y'all dumb as hell. I heard parents say that in McDonald's, Burger King, on the street. You are dumb, little ass.
Yeah.
That doesn't go through here.
I hear it all the time.
And that thought rumbles around like a stone.
All the time. Yep.
I'm dumb.
Not good enough. I'm telling y'all, it's deep. The program is coming from the parents, y'all.
If you want to know what was happening while we were sleeping as children.
She hard to unlearn, too.
For people in a country
but it will
did
be
not
done.
Like us, but they fought us and more sway and impact on our consciousness than our own consciousness had. Otherwise, you would never have called each other in our DDR. After or during slavery, we would never come up with the idea that we had bad half, which now sounds stupid. And I keep pointing out the important fact that if you're talking about the valuableness of black, then you've got to talk about perfect, beautiful, and powerful. You talk about the idea of what, not what it says in the dictionary, and which will give you a psychosis if you read that and don't deal with it. Some of you all have read that. One day just pick up the dictionary and read what they have to say about black. You talk about schizophrenic. Two extremes about this one concept. But that is what was going on in the European psyche about black folks. At one end, they loved and admired the black woman in Europe. And after the invasion and the raids, and then, quote, the Crusades, one woman, according to Dana Drew in the Golden Age of the Moors, one who took this idea, Manichaeistic racism, and turned it around. Where everything black was wonderful, beautiful, and good, everything black was bad, ugly, and demonic. They used to paint the devil red. After the expulsion, Queen Elizabeth turned it around. And every devil became black. Hey, I know. Now, good to see. Hi, there. Now, remember your couple of days, right? Okay? So we're talking the psychology of how things got twisted. Okay? Because you can learn as much as you want, but if you can't clear up how your image sets in your mind, it's not going to raise you up. You know, I mean, we got black folks. If praying and singing got everybody saved and spiritually awake, all or most of our folks would be spiritually awake. Yeah, we've been out there and singing and praying all these years. But they've been singing and praying with this stuff in the back of their head. They ain't nothing. They ain't working. They love me. I'm black. All this stuff rambled around in the back of my head like a bad album.
Yeah.
You have to consciously change it. You change it by knowledge.
Perspective.
Out of the darkness comes the light. It is the key to understanding one aspect of life. Out of the darkness comes the light. The light is perfect. The light is beautiful. The light is powerful. If the light that came out of the darkness is beautiful, perfect, and powerful, then black must be beautiful, perfect, and powerful. And that's the way that you view black. That you understand melanin. It gives you a clearer sense of this dynamic deathless substance. When they kind of mummy's arm open in his linear system after 4,000 years and found melanin still alive in his veins, you know you had something, you got something in your body that don't die, which gets on with that philosophical period that the human body was designed to live forever. And that the Mason subscribes to that idea of the regeneration for a physical everlasting body. Okay, all this fits right into this awakening period. And we're talking about the great year, which is 24,000 years of revolution, 12,000 ascending, 12,000 descending. Each phase of it, in terms of the 120th period, is 1,200 years, 1,200 years, 1,200 years. I'm going to get into each segment, but later on I'm going to mention something about each cycle, but I just want to give
general
understand the process of evolution affects us on an individual level. We are constantly evolving as we revolve. Why do you think evolution is so important to have? Do you understand the law of evolution, the law of revolution and the law of devolution? When the energies go down, it has nothing to do with the individual becoming bad, evil. He, she, they cannot see as clearly inside or outside. They move nearer to their lower nature, which means lower nature behavior. The beast, the animal of human nature. That's the symbolic representation of the symbol of Sagittarius, half horse, half man. We're all half animal, half divine. Trapped, as it were, as you understand that you're inside, not trapped. A physical form in a physical universe, not realizing that you're a spiritual being. And that your work is to master your physical nature. Otherwise, no one would call you Lord of the Earth. It means to master the Earth. The premise of that mastery is what allows you to move towards Godhood. John 10, 31, 36, I always mention it. In terms of understanding the idea of Godhood, that it is the intent of the Creator and the universe. One woman who had one of those near-death experiences got up on the higher plane, or what she thought was heavenly plane, and the spirit before she called so she was evidently they're just so powerful that when they hear it all, they don't believe. It said, you have to go back. You cheated. That's the difference between the subconscious man, the personality, and the soul. When the soul gets ready to leave, it will get new stuff. get out of the body. Yeah, you know, that's subtle knowledge. You know, that virtually, from the outside, it's suicide. The soul is committing suicide to get out of the body. Children will do that. Children will come out here and find the environment so unpleasant, so inharmonious. They want to go back to where they came from, where everything was wrong. And they'll do something to leave. But the problem is, they got to come right back. You know? We are set down, every one of us, with a purpose and a plan. You're not down here wandering around lost yet.
Is that the process of devolution?
The devolution is the process where consciousness comes and cools down. Devolve. The concept of fall is to descend from a higher plane to a denser plane. If you came from a mental plane into an astral plane, you have fallen. If you came from an astral plane to a physical plane, you have fallen. Remember from whence thou hast fallen and repent. Turn around and go back up. That's okay. That the whole idea of repent is an anagrammatic concept. I just don't do this. I'm straying away, but like my intent is not to teach ABC astrology, it's to teach you more science, which is what our astrology is. So I'll be doing this sad issue stuff. Look at these two words.
Soul is and we want you to see it. But when you receive higher knowledge, that means change. And most of us don't like to change quickly. We like to do it slowly. That's why we have so much strife. Because pain makes us want to change.
I can go on like this.
You know what I mean? That's our nature. Lower nature forces us up towards our higher nature. So we can receive it. Okay, let's get back here. For 3 minutes, and I'll be honest with you. This spirit here, the electricity, the treadmill, the invented cycle is moving towards the Aquarian age. It feels it's still against the Piscean age. Now you see here, the constellation of Virgo, and the Pisces is over here. Remember, these two are reflections of each other. Okay? We're not talking about the sign of, we're talking about the constellation of. Okay? So we're moving towards the constellation of Aquarius. I like to describe where we are now as you standing on the other side of the street, and I'm on the other side of the street, and I throw water out in the street, and a little bit of it's flashing.
Hold on.
Well, you didn't get wet.
Let me see how much time
we have. That's where we are in this remarkable age of knowing, of knowledge and power. Harmony, universal presence, that's what we're moving for.
You got about 9 minutes for the clip.
Killing the white boy forever. The thing will be like that's not the divine plan. And I don't mean Allah's plan versus Jehovah's plan versus talking about the universe. It's harmony, it's balance. And those who cannot receive that level of spiritual energy as a message, big boom comes and treats them off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you hear about. The hurricanes and the tornadoes. And your Mother Nature's big boom. Queen in the carpet. Recycle. They got to go back. And there's going to be a lot of it. This is not going to be half the planet and half the, you know, like some of these, and half of mankind shall die. You know, damn. Stay in the death, man. But, I mean, hurricanes and storms have been taking off roots. But, yeah, I mean, it ain't nothing new. But it is going to step up. There'll be more hurricanes, more storms, more tornadoes. If you are tuned in, divinely guided, you'll be over there when the force shakes there. Yeah. So that's when you're trying to get hooked up. And I'd like to point out something interesting. Of the devastation of the planet in relationship to divine guidance, if you're hooked up properly and a hurricane happens right now and this stuff starts rattling and shaking, the spirit will only have to lift you up this high for you not to feel any of it. And float you right on out the door, walking on air. You have potential. When you're hooked up, okay? Don't succumb to fears. Don't succumb to accidents. Don't succumb to dangers. Don't succumb to death. The spiritual purpose is to live through death. There's no victory in dying. That's a door. And if you didn't get it over here, and you go through the door, you got to get it over there. And you don't get it over here, you got to come back here, over here. Okay? And you have a choice. Get it while you can. Take as much with you when you leave here as you possibly can. So if you're lucky, you can leave like Angelou and Anna Hudson, wide awake, knowing exactly where they're going because they've been out there too many times before. But that's the way to leave. Or like Elijah, lay down with friends and flowers and family. He's full of desire. That's the way to leave. Not turn on the car and you all move on. Who is it? You all get up. Car lights all the guy. Because if you get banged up, when you leave here, if you all banged up, you got to go to the hospital. On the next astral plane. When dead, you get wake up. You know, like I see my nephew, he raised up. He was on a hospital bed on an astral plane.
Columbus. Nobody, his brother couldn't come, his father couldn't tell him about his friend. Okay. So here's approximately we're between 1700 AD and 4100 AD in terms of 1996 and the oncoming new age. I'm giving this vast period here because this is where all the good stuff is going to happen while the seemingly bad stuff is going on. But the problem, I think, in our psychology is none of our folks are doing any of the inventing, discovering, uncovering stuff. Now, one of the factors is when we've had a golden era, a golden age, then the baton seems to be passed on to someone else. But it's up to them to take a correct stance of responsibility that is not for them. Like when you turn on channel 69 on Sunday, and this little blonde dude and this little white lady talking about Jesus and the responsibilities of Europe. That's their Christianity. That isn't the universe they're talking about. You've got some great souls that are supposed to come back here to help. The prophecy is that ISIS is supposed to come back during this period you've been here, around 2000 or so, and help.
Yep.
But she won't come back to help black folks. She'll come back to help folks.
She introduced herself to me a few years ago.
That mind is small, frightened,
and that is fact.
That they have an understanding of the universe. Yeah.
ISIS is, she's here with healing. All right, so we're about to end it right there because they finna go into something else. I'll post a clip in the show notes.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Shout out. I thought he was a Gemini, but he's a Gemini rising. Shout out to all of the ancestors, both men and feminine, on every level. Here's something that I'm learning, y'all. That song that you got to understand the assignment. It's a crazy song by Nicki Minaj, but do we really understand the assignment? And here's the thing. Do we understand the assignment of not only self, but of others? You know what I'm saying? Those that know me, you know, do I understand or overstand my mother's assignment? Do she understand or overstand my assignment? Do you understand or overstand the assignment? That's powerful, guys. Prepology. What is the assignment? So without further ado, guys, because we got about 50 minutes to elaborate on it, I'm just going to pass the mic straight over to Eternal. Hold on, Eternal. I think you're muted. Let me make sure you're unmuted. Craftology. All right. Royalty. Your mic is unmuted.
Brother,
royalty to you.
How you feeling?
I am feeling focused in the moment.
I'm
painting. Painting and listening and talking.
Yeah, most of them. I was just eating for a second. I was like, man, let me go and eat. Squirrels eating, the birds eating. I said, I might as well now eat. I see that this is that moment. This is that turnaround. We were talking about how men aren't being recognized, and this is our chance as men to be recognized by the woman. This was that constellational change. Like right now, I see the red robin just popped out of nowhere. And the cardinal, red cardinal as well. So it's like red robin, red cardinal, two different ones.
Transformation.
If you ever look
right?
at the colors, you see how the colors are different in the vibration of them. And I had a blue jay up on the table. I was about to take a picture, and it was like, So it dipped off the table. I was like, nope.
Yep.
Ancestors ain't ready to just be taking pictures of them. They say, capture?
Yeah.
No, you ain't capturing me. So it's just getting to a point now that we see how coexistence works with us. Okay, now we're getting it. Because our ancestors are a pata, our pet. You know, we call it a pet, but it's really pata. That's what Peter represents. And so we find ourselves in Peter doing a pattern. And a pattern, as you pat the child, you also pat your dog or your cat. Now, the difference is our children aren't, you know, animals. Just that they do have an intellect like animals. Or it could be mischievous, creative, intuitive. You know, how does this animal does what it do? You ever watch children long enough? I mean, really watch them. Not just your child. Your child's interaction with
child,
children.
No.
It changes the molecular of if you've seen your child compared to just seeing a child. Then when you see your child and these other children bond, you're like, oh, my gosh. But the first thing they bond off of is sound. It might run around and say, you can't catch me. And then you're like, ah. And then here's this laughter coming out of nowhere. And you're like, wow, these children got some innocent energy there. That's that. I miss that. Like, that ain't me no more. Y'all go ahead, keep on running because I ain't doing that stuff. So you'll find out in meditation, you might need someone that runs around while the other one sits. No matter what, it's still a form of a meditation. You might not look at our meditation being the same strict way we do our strict meditation. And that's where we might have a disagreement when we call it meditation. Most people call it a prayer. And then the moment you say, oh, you know, that's meditation. And so they'll cut off the nature that's there for us. Nature has a nurturing side to it. And that's why we would call it a nature God. And then, of course, there's this thing we call a craft, like a hand being quicker than the eye. So now if I move this without you seeing it, it's a form of what I can say now is magic. And that's how I'm going to get you where you really know what I'm talking about. If a peace officer, that's what we call them, comes over to you. We are in June 19th, so we can't talk about Malik El-Shahar Shabazz. And then we can go on Father's Day, whatever day you want to talk about. We got to put it where it starts.
Yeah,
it's our origin or something. Okay, because let's see how we're compiling stuff on everything. You're like, how they did that? Okay, whatever. Let's see what's going on here. So May 19th, June 19th, we see how the bull is being taken out, even from the Gemini to the bull. This is the reconstruction of how we see ourselves. If a peace officer comes to you and he says, I'm stopping you for, now, I'm going to pause right there. Usually you're hearing the word stop right there. It's already known as a word that's known as a deity.
stop?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Can you figure out what deity it is? I was already familiarizing. I was priming you up for it.
Go ahead. Continue your prime.
You don't know what it is? Come on, you can take a guess. Look at the word.
Stop.
Write it down if you guys see it.
Yeah, I got to write it down because I'm not following.
Well, why are you doing that? We're our language. It's built off of phonetics, not just the language. So as Moors, we are the decoders. We came around and decoded right off the cereal box. That's why that got put on the cereal box. So now when we look at the word stop, right, you have the stop sign. It's a stop sign. But is it, or is it a deity sign that you didn't know about? Is it a part of nature you're unfamiliar with? And because of how you looked at your thoughts of being limited, when it could be unlimited and find out everything around you is basically how you navigate in the first place. It just might be ironic people are using it against you and calling it your destruction to navigation. Did you realize you're supposed to stop at that stop sign? Okay, now I got a real eyes, my eyes. Where's my eyes at? In my head? Spirit? Body?
You know what?
Physical?
I was
this is crap, right?
I was going to second guess myself.
See how we can catch you in a cap?
Eternal.
It's okay. That's how we got to slow everything before it gets started. Just like how I said it. I am stopping you. I am is who? As a zodiac. You know the zodiac?
I don't.
Who's
I
am?
You got to learn that.
This is another code right there. Because remember they were talking about in what Brother Freeman spoke of so adequately about the 12. So you're going to find out there's 12 mantras people speak of, they come out of, and they talk. This is probably like the domineering time of their life. And don't even realize it. So here's another way of catching whoever that is talking to you. Not saying that they're this zodiac sign. Just saying that this is what they're portraying. That's why it becomes personnel and authority. Now, I know who's the authority. So, all right. I am represents the beginning as a master. So, I am would be what zodiac? Just take a guess.
I would say
if it was a body part. Well, if it was a body part, where would it be at? I like your
Aquarius
sign. But it's not Aquarius. Even though Aquarius is how we get it, because we got to think before we get to the action, where that's where Aquarius really is in that department.
Go back and listen to our Zodiac show, you guys, Enhancing Awareness Radio. We talked about it. I remember you said it, but I don't remember.
Okay, so when someone says, how do you plan? How do you plan?
How do I
plan? What body part would that be if you think about that?
Yeah, I map out stuff, so...
Wait a minute, what's yours then? What's your body part?
When I plan stuff, I map it out. I write it down, organize it, map it out.
Okay, so where are you getting that information from?
My mind.
Okay, and where is that?
My head, my brain.
Okay, we can use the head because the mind is everywhere. Say, you lost your mind, and say, you better find it because it's everywhere. But now where your head is how you plan ahead. That would be the head. So the head represents I am. That's how you know it starts off with a body craft. What body craft is this person coming off with being crafty? Because we got different ways we speak to people. Some with their hands, some with their feet. They dance their way in. Some might sing their way in. What is their way in? Wave and weigh in. See, their weighing is your heart, as the feather should be, light as a feather. But if it's not, that's not my eye. That's how you know someone's watching your weight versus waving more waves. There's a difference. Someone's coming on a collective, taking the tour, but also causing it to tour, as in tear. So then there's going to be a tear from that. That's why people get a teary eye from how we said it, the tears, the trail of tears. That wasn't just to be writing nothing down. That was craft. They handcrafted. Now let's go into what I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you Kal-El. Kal-El represents Superman. All right. Kal-El,
right,
is known as what if it was a actual being, it would be Kal-Lila, which is from the Moorish science. And then that's also from the Nation of Islam, because she's also within that too. So you can see that many heads are in this. Then we're looking at, why is that S on his chest? Remember he was talking about the Z? Z is also the S. So when they made it a dollar sign, that was the same thing. Now, if you really look closely, I showed you, one, Muhammad Ali fighting Mike Tyson, right? Now, these informations that I'm giving you is not because I formulated it. It's because many heads ahead of me said the same variation, like from Asir Dukatir, a strong brother that I'm like, man, if it wasn't for him, I'd probably still be wondering what the heck's going on. But he came right out of there in New York, and, you know, they want to put him on a guillotine block just because he's speaking this stuff that's what we need to be speaking, like Noble Drew Ali. So when Noble Drew Ali came out, it was ahead of their time level, just like a Malcolm X, El Haj Malik Shabazz. So we can see that not everybody's ready for you to be present, because it's called pre-sent. So you are like a messiah. You got the message. That means the seven down and the seven up. So when you saw 7-11, you were seeing still two sevens. That means five. Learning your Sharif side, your sheriff side, your nobility side, your knight side. So you're supposed to be knighted by the king, but really you're knighted by the queen, not the king. That's why this whole thing of shepherd and kingship, that James Lee sound at all, it just got distorted with the Odyssey. When the mentor became the mentorship, it took away the calf and made her the calf, or him the calf, to this whole situation, a leg to it. So this is where the leg butt comes from. To torture someone is like to trick them into something. And so now we got the whip, just like a switch, a witch with the S off of it. So that's how you can really see how the craft be working. They get really switches to where now you up and down, up and down. Money changes you, money don't change you. Money changes you, money don't. So now it's like a fraternity of brother fellowship, a woman motherhoodship. When it ain't motherhoodship, you can see the sisterhoodship. So now we see the sisters with a hood, and man got his hood cut off. We got to remember, this started with circumcision. So when we look at the woman, her clitoris got cut. They didn't want her to have orgasms. They want her to get climax and orgasms. They just want her to have a baby. We don't want all that other stuff you got going on over there. So they wanted to make a woman a robot. This is where you get mannequin from, making the robot, the dolls, and the dolls are robots. Now we got robot cars, robot this, everything robot. Jetsons. You can look at it. Everything's already programmed. Simpsons. They put a program before it came out so that you already be programmed to it. WandaVision. Bewitched. I Dream of Jeannie. These just look. Marv the Martian. What is that? My uncle is an alien. I forgot this. It's so many things that you can really look at it. And then you find out, even for the horse, they changed Mr. Ed. Even for the dog, Old Yeller. They're letting you know that they talk to the animals, but they don't talk like these animals got them talking. So now they look like we look stupid talking to animals. So that way you'll demoralize yourself. The whole craft is to get you from not knowing your small people. I see them all the time. I just rode with two different people in the lift. One going one direction, one going in the other direction. Both had to cross. One did not dance, and one danced their tail off. One that didn't dance, she claims her foot being flat. I had to look at it. I had to see more what she meant by that. But she said they already did surgery on her. And so they made her foot round. I'm like, wow, how do you make it? Okay, they just nature and nurture. Now, because both of these people might not know the in-depth about the Christianity, there are a lot other things, just like the stop sign being really, it's the patah. Stop represents patah. You hear the word patah? Mm-hmm. You get that?
Yeah,
that's why
I'm
still
with
saying
you.
Stop. It's still there. Mm-hmm. And then the octave, right, represents the octagon. Uh-huh. It's in the red and white because it's about the crossway. So they're giving you the stop sign. So now you in an eight, right, along with a crossway. See, this is the part they don't tell you. See, this is why you got to get it more from the other behind scenes, like people like myself who probably walk it a little bit and talk it while they're walking it, not just sitting there and reading out the book. Because that's what he was saying. More science ain't just like something you just stay right there and that's it. You got to come on out the book too. So I'm saying Rama, like Ramadan, you got Rama being Mars or Rams or Ma or Rama. That's all. That's why your grandma or grandma is your grandmaster. So now when I said crossing the road, cross is not just two ways. You might see the forward and backers or the left and the right. What if you was crossing it yourself and it's a two-way street? You just now made a cross. This is why it's important to pay attention to this stop sign. The stop sign represents a crossway, right? That's already four ways. You didn't even see it while you had an eight octagon. See how that worked? I put a shape in front of you. You're in front of a shape. And now, if you don't master that four, what in the world are you supposed to see eight? Now, if you get the 8 and 4 and you add them together, you got 12. Why are they always giving you 12? That's always going to be the Excalibur. Excalibur comes off of that Kabbalah energy. And if you don't see it, it's because there's the 10. It's the X. They're always the 10 represents that X, the plus sign, the times sign. And whenever you're seeing it, it's now time to either you can go through the vortex, not pay attention to it, or figure out something while you're going through it. That's where we get mantras from. So when that peace officer, supposed to be a peace officer, stopped you, I mean, he ain't even stopping you, he pausing you. There's ways that you can even see that he can't do patas. So when you allow it to be, oh, yeah, you stopped me, and now you allow the at rest, which is our rest. See what our rest is? Ra, backwards, our rest. But you're using the ray energy with EST. That's established, like a building. Anytime it's a craft, it got to be a building somewhere. So who building what? Is it invisible building we doing? That's what ended up happening right there. Right there, it's called a contract. This is where the monopoly. Notice the artist is not in the monopoly game because that's the reason. That's where the creativity is at. I can't have you thinking out of the game. I got to get you to think to be in the game. So now, play all the games you need to be playing. Play this. Simon said this. Simon, because that's what Simon is. Simon is now Paul. And no, Paul is also the bearer. So he about to Saul and Paul you out of everything he sees. That's why he ended up being this piracy. Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's take it back to just indirectly speaking on craftology. Just tell us indirectly. You know, what is craftology, and how has it been?
I just gave it to you in a whole nutshell. Well, what I was just doing for you right there was giving it to you in a roundabout. This is your everyday life, and you might not be seeing it, how craftology is being used in front of you. If you are in a apparatus, that's not a vehicle, but we call it a vehicle, or we even call it a car. When they say, I stopped you, that's Patas. That's the actual deity. When it says, I am here to blah, 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 he's actually giving you a mantra from one of the zodiac signs. But because you don't study the zodiac signs, that might be like an infliction to how people are using powers against us, basically. And we don't at least know where they're coming from. We isolated ourselves from saying, well, I don't learn the zodiac sign. It's just like saying, well, I don't learn the body parts. That's the craft. Everybody that came out of the womb, you came in a Benin or a Banu. That's why we heard about Black Panthers when they went to the amusement When you're going to a museum, it's a museum. It's still the Mu. You're talking about Mu Xing all the time. But Benin is also the connection to the Benu. That's why you hear the Big Ben. This is the way they made a fellowship out of everything crafty. And I'm like, wait a minute, where's this all got to lead up to? And that's why it sounds like everything could be confusing. Yeah, at the same time, you look at how you're eating. That's the almanac. That deals with the watch. That deals with time. That deals with the pyramid. That's the craft. You're learning how to become more a craft efficient, a builder. Learning how to use your words. That's the entomology. Learning that part also can help, you know, you generalize where is it coming from, the pathology. Because if you know the pathos of things, the logos and the ethnos, that can really build your bridge. That way you won't be falling into what we call the everyday traps. And that's why I was explaining to you from a peace officer who really, he might not know you're a peace officer. So you might say, excuse me, are you a peace officer? He's going to be like, God damn, where did that come from? But you just threw an origin to him.
Yeah.
Now they're going to have to make him turn to that. You know how the matrix go in his head, be like, before he turned into the one with the glasses?
Right.
Like, no, he's going to turn to the one with the glasses. He's going to turn to the one that's going to help you.
And see, I like to reiterate because I want you to understand that you talk on a higher level and the people
it's
need
okay.
to, you know, have a bridge. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't mind,
in order to, in order to always, in order to understand to the listening audience, in order to understand again the three levels, you know, like that there are plays that, you know, like you'll begin to learn that everything that you have lived in this life is going to make sense on the many different levels you start to navigate. So you have been tricked in many different ways. You know, and we just want you to come into your level. So that's what Eternal is articulating for you guys.
Gee, because if you look at it, I didn't tell you all this because I didn't see it. I didn't tell you this because I didn't experience it. I'm telling you all this because I experienced it and I saw it. I just saw it recently. Mm. So you can imagine someone doing Juneteenth, Father's Day. Here's the so-called week ending. You ain't even got started yet. It's a Saturn day. So here you are on a Saturn day, you're so-called speeding. Well, how do you know what speeding is? That's your mind. See how they get you? So he got him for speeding, but then he said, oh, you got a warrant. Now I get to take everything from you. And I watched this. And nothing I could really say at that point until I could get close enough and find out what's going on. Because, you know, the moment you walk in on anything, you're going to be intervening on something. So now you don't want to cause, you know, the disruption yet. You got a right just as much as he did before he knew it was taken away from him. Now, you can't take rights away from each other. That's what the whole thing is. So I had to ask him, like, let me see where he's going. He was like, so how you doing? I said, I'm wondering how you doing. And then he looked at me. He's like, huh? Yeah, I got questions. I can ask you that way, too. So he had his friend pop up, and his friend popped up. Now, he didn't put the lights on, but he had the one that was there had his lights on. Now, he's in a private parking lot, which most people wouldn't know that from private and public. That's why this is crafty. You didn't have a hat on, which is another craft. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to pinpoint them. Because if you don't know it from a, like, your nationality size versus what they call a negrotude and negrophobia, because they made us negrotudes. Like a person that's talking about their melanated self can now have a negrotude, and they can beat you up because they got negrophobia. For Negro too. That's how you know there's reasons and seasons to the change of yourself. You can't be the Negro that they called it because that means you're being studied. That's where the predator and all these other ways that make you, okay, I'm part of the system, so I'm going to act like the system. That's why we've been hearing this whole time through all these lectures that have been speaking to you, telling you, come out of that box. Don't be the box because that's what they do with boxers. They put them in the underwear. And then they called him a hero, which they don't know. They're just wearing underwear in front of everybody. And that's not a Haru. A Haru don't wear underwear and just run around in public like that. Now, I know that's what they did with Martin Luther King, but we're going to go off of that. We're going to talk about the other things that happened in our generation. This generation is knowing that this is the unfolding happening from the past. And if we don't, we're bound to repeat it. That's why repeat and Peter is the same. Petersburg, same thing as Pittsburgh, same thing as Peter. Now, if you know about Peter, he's the Black Russian. If we know about St. Nicholas, he's from Russia. So you're going to get the idea that they're throwing origins to your face. Jack the Ripper, he's also supposed to have been Jack Frost. But why did they give you Jack? Jack represents the Capricorn energy, the page. So you're learning the craft comes out of the mystery house of 10. See, because you gave 9 months birth as a woman to have man as a 10. This is why the X-10, right? The X is the 10 in an energy feeling. That's why they made X-Men. That's why we had Planet X. That's why the X-Clan came into existence. So you know that this is where the last standing, because that's what they made X-Men, the Apocalypse, the last standing, and how the mutants, because you hear the mute, mut, and you hear ant, mute, ant, mut, ant. They're talking about a deity, but they're not telling you deity. You have to do that on your own. You're the researcher. If you don't know tune to atune, that's why we are in tunes when we go down in the dirt, which is not dirt, it's really earth. See, there's words that end up in this other type of world or dimension. That's why most of us who speak low vibration starts to feel a lot of low vibration attraction. You're magnetizing that energy. You're like, what? Why I keep getting this? Because you're not only that, you're living in that lifestyle. Not only that, you're not sitting long enough and meditate. Get away from everything for a second. Don't even get on this phone for a minute. Just recharge through the sunlight. If you're not really doing that, there's a lot of things that's unfolding in front of you, and they call it portals. Like your skin, it has portals. Once they sit in there long enough, they become big, like you push something under the rug, but then it just come right out and showing its ugly head. You ever lay down too long and you get that crank in your neck? That's what that end up being. They call it trigger point.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets them. Now you walk around with that attitude on your neck. That's how most people get in marriages, and they got their ass on their shoulders. And you're like, who is this asshole? But it's because they've been living this life this whole time. No one checked them. So they feel like, I don't have to get checked. Yet that's a leg bump. A leg bump. Don't worry about them. A leg bump will take care of that. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Don't be putting all that information on that BN and saying, well, this person, da, da, da. Nope. Don't let it get an effect to you. Because for real, they just serving their turn out. They don't even know it they self. So the ego that strong, sometimes it's blinding their own self.
I'm going to challenge you again. Because it's like, if we don't do it, then how do we learn not to do it if we don't do it? So the process of it is doing it and making a mistake, because had we not eternal, we would not even be able to see had we not made the mistake. So it's all beautiful.
Now, what you just spoke of is you knowing past. The only way you're going to know it, right, is if you already done it. So now you know what works and what don't work. And then you got to know present.
Okay.
So now if you don't do present, you can't say that your past always worked for you. So this is where the ultimate can't be ultimate. That's why when I choose these words that I'm saying, it's not to be stuck in them. It's only to give a relation to what's going on in the atmosphere. And then we can add more to it. That's why when one says, there's only two sides of the road. Don't cut yourself off. Don't cut your blessings. It's the same way. Don't limit yourself. Stay in your unlimited self. You got unlimited ways to take it. So you can't
13.
Say, well, as soon as someone says something, you'd be like, no. But then guess what? You end up saying exactly what they said. And you'd be like, guess what I did?
Exactly.
Oh, you just didn't hear it the way you wanted to hear it. Okay, I get it.
And
so that's your eyes,
you
your ears. Yeah, your nose and your mouth. The Most High gave us seven principles.
I'm trying to cut in real quick because we got 13 minutes
good.
Left. We didn't start
good.
On time, so we got 13 minutes
look
left.
At
I didn't want to cut us off.
You hear that?
God,
resurrection 13. Go.
Yes, okay. Craftology, you guys. I started out with the mind. With the mind. Because the mind, it's important, eternal, right?
The mind is in
Him.
You know, guys, when it comes to craftology, we have to begin to study. For me, let me speak for myself. When it comes to craftology, I have to be mindful of how the tricks have been played, the Jedi mind tricks that have been played on our mind, and the rabbit hole and unmasking inside of the rabbit hole, it's full of trickery. But here's the thing, it's fair game in the simulator. Cause and effect, like all of that, guys. So I'm learning to study the craftology of the mind tricks that have been played on my mind throughout generations, throughout lifetime, connecting with the other yous. I can't teach you how to connect with the other yous, but if you start to connect with the other yous in multi-universes, when you start to time travel at night, guys, if you have that connection.
They'll find you.
If you have,
don't worry, they'll find you. They're fine. No worries.
You know what I mean? It all happens naturally. Eternal. It's like I don't have to do shit because it happens naturally. It is in me. Okay?
See, that's that knowing we were just talking about.
Yeah. So, guys.
Once you know now.
Learning thyself, guys. That's all I'm in with. Knowing thyself, understanding thyself is the fucking key to the universe. I mean, that's just it. That's all I got, Eternal. All right, take us out.
Now, that was profound because we're at 3:02 over here, so that's 5. What time is it over there? 2:02?
2:02 over here, yep.
See, those are 4 and 5. So we look at the bridge, bringing the brick. Each brick or each builder knows how to bridge. Once they're bridging, they know how to build. And the B-U and the Isled. So a guild, not just guile. Guile is just a berserker. They'll bust through the door. Knowing how to present yourself, a pre and a sent yourself going through the door. The B with an O is do. So now your ore is gold. You're an A-U. So that's the periodic table. Learning how your period has a ick. But the ick doesn't have to be the sick. It can be the reverse, the key. You're the key, which is the chi. As you chi your energy, you feel the body, the root chakra, open back up to your solar plexus. And now you can see what empathy and sympathy ran into the oxytocin that mama gave you, the breast milk, so you can see the 20/20 vision that most of us don't have. Let's just be honest. Now we can still do it, though, because it's not just because we don't have it. We do have it. We just don't think we do. You're an enhancer. But the best way you can do it, sit down long enough, meditate within yourself. So whatever you think you don't have, start to think you do have. Write it down as a graph. And now graphically, become the graphic thoughts to your thoughts. Because as you imperialize your eyes, everything else becomes your imperial to your thoughts. That's ta'at. Ta'at, my eyes. Knowing your ma'ati. Your mathematics. Some sisters, I heard them say, I'm not good at math. That's your ma'at. And we know that death is not death. It's depth. You're going to go to a certain period where getting past pain don't hurt no more. My daughter named Tobian is getting ready to be Solaris, representing a sun. Not the sun, S-O-N, the S-U-N. So when we look at how we give the next being, a being that already is already there, it gives them a new character of themselves to become out of that. Not saying like a father who has their senior to a junior. Junior would be you're no higher than the senior. So that means you're lesser than even yourself. So what we did was not use that. We'll say son of or father of. And that's how we kept the, as they said, the craft. Going on the ship that's needed to where when you have trade, you're going to be a good trader, not a traitor. This is where you hear the Joshua, the preacher, then Judea, and then becoming a craft to becoming genocide, adjudicated. That's why you think of judgment. No one's here to judge no one. If you're here to do that, that's for a leg, but that's not your position. and a leg butt goes in everybody. So you don't know if you end up popping in with a leg butt in your energy. You're like, oh, shoot. And now you had no choice but to do what a leg butt came out to do. So that's how you know you got to be more mindful when the leg butt pops in you. You got to even control the leg butt sometimes. You go, whoa, leg butt, we ain't doing this because you're going to make me look bad after I get done. Now you got to be coming to Obatala and find out how to unify what you just did. So this is why we can't do it while we're intoxicated. Can't do it while we're on the other side of the extremes speaking. It's just like talking to a child. Learn that we all have the golden child and the copper child, not just the golden child, because I know some of us then got spoiled it to the thought golden, like the cow. So now let's go back to the copper. You're a copper tone, people. The more you get in tune with copper tone and what it does, that's the Star of David that most people forgot about. You got to ground yourself. Now, I get it. Most people say, if you fly high, and I said, no, you can be in the middle. And this just said, no, you got to ground yourself. And I said, well, if you ground yourself in the middle, you still all right. You ain't got to put your wheels down on the ground. Mm-hmm. Fly in the mid. Be a medium. You know what you got to do. I know you and who's out there. I know who you are. I've seen you already. I say, oh, respect, peace, wholeness, balance.
WELOVE
108 FM.
Music hit your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Hey,
listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey,
giving what you're getting. Knowing what I know in. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey,
our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! Fight the power! We got to fight the power, that's me! As the rhythm's designed to bounce with self-possessive, designed to fill your mind now.